This edition of the Monocle Arts Review was first broadcast on the 1st of September 2015 on Monocle 24. Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Andrew Muller. Today, I'm joined by the world music critic, Sue Stewart. We'll be discussing new tracks by Berber singer Ines Mazel, Zimbabwe's honest-to-goodness living legend Thomas Mapfumo, and Cuban chanteuse Demi Aracena. That's all coming up here on the Arts Review on Monocle 24. Sue, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here and to be with these three tracks. They're fantastic, I have to say.
Okay, well, we will do them separately rather than all at once, because that could get unnecessarily cacophonous. We'll start with the French-Algerian singer Ines Mazel. Her new album, Strong, has been produced by John Reynolds. He's previously worked with Sinead O'Connor and Bjork, among others. How did you happen across Ines Mazel, and why do you like her?
The reason I found her was because she's in the current magazine called Songlines, which is the world music magazine, and there's a whole two pages about her work and a photograph. Also, she was at WOMAD this year, so she's got a name already. But this is her fourth album, so she's been doing a lot of variety along the years.
And how would you characterise her music? She is a French-Algerian Berber, and the Algerian music has... Well, Algerian music, it's a known thing. It's identifiable as something. Is she, is she within that tradition? You're saying yes, but...
Well, there is a but here, because there's a style of music called in Algeria called Rai, R-A-I, which is a big, big thing.
Indeed,
the Berber
so.
Music is from the Berber people with the heritage of the... They speak Tamazight, and it's a completely different culture. They live in the desert. And if you've seen the film Timbuktu, two, the woman in the tent there is the kind of woman who is the mother, the maternal figure in this life of the Berber people. So that's what she comes from. But she also lived in Paris, so she's gone back and forth and grew up with the whole Berber heritage. And that comes into her music, which is very, very interesting, because it's got a sort of sense of magic.
Okay, well, the new album, as I just mentioned there, which is called Strong, shares a producer with the likes of Bjork, Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah.
Should that be seen as an attempt for a larger measure of mainstream acceptance than she's previously had?
No, I think what I really like about her is that she does do fusion. I mean, she introduces elements of kind of soul music and funk and sort of jazz-ish music. But there's always undertone, and there's always the instruments, like the frame drum comes into it. And sometimes it's very, very Berber, and it's got castanets and so on. But then she just moves into these different areas. And in fact, this particular album is much, it's called Strong, and it's much more close to a kind of popular music of the West rather than this, as well as a full-on thing.
Let's hear a track from the album, which is called Strong. This is Ilni. That was Ilni by Ines Mazel, the first choice of today's guest music critic, Sue Stewart. Sue, she's playing, I believe, in London soon-ish.
Yeah, she's at the London African Festival, which is in Notting Hill, on the 21st of September, which is at the Tabernacle. That's going to be very interesting. She comes here quite a lot. I think her name's growing. If you notice, she's got this extraordinary voice, because she has the kind of high Arabic tonal sometimes, and it breaks and goes very high. And then she just does it very soft and sweet. There's a sort of softness to it. And I think her singing is really terrific. But then if we talk about the actual lyrics and what they're about, then you get deep into the kind of magic of nature and so on. And if you remember, if you have seen the film or seen any films or been in the desert, you would notice the sky is all stars. And the two things about the landscape there, which comes into all these songs, is about the nature of stars and skies and water, which, of course, water is only in certain places anyway, so it's got the magic in it.
Okay, well, let's move on to your second choice this afternoon or this evening or whenever you're listening to this. He will need little introduction to anyone who's paid much attention to Zimbabwean music or even to Zimbabwe. Thomas Mapfumo, popularly known as the Lion of Zimbabwe, is these days in exile in the United States, having incurred the displeasure of his country's regrettably indefatigable tyrant, Robert Mugabe. To what extent, I mean, he's a superstar in Zimbabwe, has been for decades and decades and decades.
Yeah.
To what extent does his popularity among Zimbabweans owe itself to his opposition to the person in charge of it?
Well, you know, he doesn't live there anymore. I mean, indeed, he escaped and fled to America. And this album is actually recorded in America, in Oregon. But the reason for it, I mean, interesting thing was, on the train I came from Brighton today, there were two African friends there. One of them, I asked what their language was, and he said Zimbabwe. I'm from Zimbabwe. The great thing was that he gave me the title and the translation of Chikonzero, which is the reason. And there's a lot of metaphors in the language, but there is in most countries anyway. It's outside of this country. But Chikonzero is about reason, and it can be so much about the reason of the family or the food and so on. So it was fascinating to get this from him. And he's produced this as a recent record. There is at the same time another record which has come out in America as well, which is about the whole of the 40 years of his work being put together in 14 tracks. And it's quite extraordinary. I suggest it because it's actually been reviewed in Songlines. And it's the Lion Songs is the name of the record. And you get all these different things from those different eras, going through Ian Smith, then going into Mugabe, and then Mugabe crashing everything and then escaping. So, you know, it's a very interesting piece of work here, and lots of music.
Is he one of those artists who's managed to become, or his music's managed to become, about more than just about its music, that it becomes, I guess, an episodic tale of his country and its recent history as well?
Well, I think he always was writing political songs. I mean, that's it, but it was hidden quite a lot of the time. There's a very lovely thing where he does some talks in one of these, the other record. He does some talks, and then he goes into things that he's been looking at and don't live up. Then he just tells them. Ngara, he tells them he's with a band, and he does a speech about Hallelujah, and he's with this band he was with. And then he does Ngoria Yarira, and it means the drums are sounding. And it's a fantastic track because the drums are ready to get going. And these kinds of songs have been really beautiful in all these works.
Well, let's hear some of Chikonzero, which, just to recap, translates as...
The Reason.
And that's according to no less an authority than some bloke on a train. This is...
Who's going to listen to it tonight? He's really going to listen to it. He's so keen.
Thomas Mapfumo with Chikonzero. Thomas Mapfumo with Blacks Unlimited and Chikonzero. That's from his new album, Danger Zone, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. It's the second choice of today's guest music critic, Sue Stewart. And also to remind, Lion Songs, though, is the other one you mentioned, isn't it? The kind of the career-spanning retrospective.
Yes, that's right. And there's a book accompanied by this writer in America, Banning Air, who also produced the album.
Okay. Well, let's move along finally to your third selection. We're finishing... on this episode in Cuba. This is with Daimi Aracena. She's from Havana, but she signed to Gilles Peterson's Brownswood Records here in the UK. Again, I guess, how did you happen across her, and what grabbed you about it?
Well, I've been working on Latin American music for about 25 years, and I've known Giles since he was 17, and we went to Cuba together to do an album. And then this came along, and he rang me up and said, do you want to come to the studio, because we're doing it in just behind King's Cross. So I sat in for the whole night as they did this record. And she is just quite extraordinary. She's only 20, 21. And she was sitting there at the piano laughing. She's got this extraordinary character, and she's a big woman. She's an extraordinary character, and she sings and then has this deep, deep voice. And he just kind of sat there and set it all up with a small group of people. And it's a mixture of, again, it's a bit like the other one, Ines, because it's kind of soul and music, but it's also got the deep roots of what they're from.
An interesting time, you would have to think, as well, to be a Cuban artist, especially a young one, a country which is about to open up, or indeed be opened up massively to the outside world.
Well, I think she's been opened up quite a lot, actually, through Giles. But, yeah, she's spreading. And she was already, I mean, she wasn't working in just in Havana all the time. She was working in Canada, because there was a jazz woman called Jane Burnett, and she took her under her wing a bit. But she was on TV when she was about five, singing Let It Be. And then she went and had, after school, she did a band, a big band, and she was singing in that. I mean, she's just quite an extraordinary person.
Okay, well, let's hear some of Daimi Aracena. This is Nueva Era. Dami Arasena from Havana with Nueva Era. That's the title track of her album, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
A huge, huge voice. It must have been quite something. When you get to hear somebody who can actually sing properly and see them actually at work up close in a studio, it can be quite overwhelming.
Yeah, especially when she was on her own because everybody was outside of the room. But she's got this background, you know, in Cuba, they've all sort of studied at some extent, but she didn't go to all the conservatoires like a lot of people. And she was also very inspired by Billie Holiday, so she's got a particular background where her father was really into music, and so she used to listen to a lot of things like Billie Holiday. But she's also got the Afro-Cuban element because she dresses in white all the time for a year because she's studying Santeria, which is the Afro-Cuban deity. And so she's wearing white and has in the album on the sleeve, she has a white turban. And that's kind of coming in all the time with this kind of Yoruba scatting that she does, which is just extraordinary. And it comes into all these songs. And then she does songs like Don't Unplug My Body. And she sings in English. It's just the most hilarious combination of things.
Okay, that's the title track. Nueva Era, out now on Brownswood Records. And that brings us to the end of today's show. Thank you to Sue Stewart for joining me here in the studio.
Thank you.
Been listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Andrew Muller. My producer was Fernando Augusto Pacheco. We're back at the same time tomorrow for this week's TV review. But for now, it's goodbye for me. Thanks very much for listening.